Today on the Miniature Models Podcast, the boys are back in town as the original quartet catches up on their recent model railroading adventures. All aboard! Good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning into episode 75 of the Miniature Models Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Matt Rochford, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts and my original co-hosts, Johnny, Matt Z, and John Schwartz. How you doing tonight, boys?
John, that's the best pre-recorded Matt Rochford clip that you've got so far, man. I'm glad that you found that after we took over.
Oh, I'm so glad that it actually worked properly. I was worried it was going to like mess up, but that was really good. I'm very happy with the Matt Rochfordinator.
We should test to see if the Matt Z clip works.
Ah, man, there.
You got coffee?
Hey, you got some.
I'm walking in.
I can't even say. I can't even say. One of my buddies.
Yeah, pretty cool, man.
One of my buddies. He showed me a video. Goes, hey, man, want some coffee?
We've seen the funniest thing.
Yeah, Johnny, you showed it to me.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of good stuff. Yeah,
that was hilarious.
Well, welcome back, guys. We're glad to have you guys back on the show.
Again. Yes, we've missed you both so much.
Actually, and amazingly, guys, this is episode 75.
Oh wow!
Oh my gosh!
Yep. We're 25 away from 100. And we're 25 past our 50th episode celebration that we had.
We need to be like Lionel and do a very specific like 115, like kind of important, but also a weird anniversary to celebrate.
Well, why don't we celebrate 75?
We are. Well, all four of us are here talking
doing that right
at
now.
Same time.
There you go.
Special occasion, you know? All four of us are here.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
I am glad to be back. I am glad to be talking with you, my friends. I had a lot of work things over the past couple of months that took a lot of my time, but I am super pumped about tonight's topic, which of course is just us talking. And we're also going to talk to Mr. John Schwartz as he traveled to Chicago last week, spent a couple days with us, and we want to hear about his time here in Chicagoland. All right, so just to explain what tonight's episode, at least the format that we're doing, we are also going to be doing some like really kind of quick express episodes that will probably not go over 30 minutes. The reason for these are just we want to put some, you know, every now and then we just want to create some really quick episodes that might be like an update on from a, you know, a manufacturer, some last minute really big news that comes up. So we want to have these just to kind of like pop in here, get an episode out there and you know, keep our listeners informed of what's going on. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be like, you know, we're still doing the original two episodes a month, but you might actually get three episodes a month here and there. So stay tuned.
As if you could ever have too little of us.
That's right.
Or too much.
I don't know. I think that we've had, there's such a thing as too much of us. I don't know.
Never, never.
So before we get started, I just wanted to mention one thing. We mentioned this before on a couple episodes back, and then also in the Discord server, that we like to have contests. People seem to gravitate toward them. They like them. So our good friend Nate at NPL Customs is helping us out with our little contest. So the prize is going to be a set of four coasters mixed or all of the same current stock and a spike bottle opener. So that's really, really exciting. And we want to thank Nate from NPL Customs as well. So if you've been listening for the last several episodes, you will notice that there is an ad for NPL Customs. And he is sponsoring us. And we thank Nate for that as well. The details of the actual contest will be coming quite soon. Most likely those will be popping up in Discord and on our social media platforms. So stay tuned. I would say over the next couple weeks, we will post that. And of course, we'll give people enough time to get that news and, well, you know, fulfill the requirements of the contest, so to speak. It's going to be really fun. We're excited about it.
Yes, he's a great guy. He makes fantastic stuff. I need to show off some of my stuff I've got from him. If you're on the fence about trying the contest out, his products are great. I mean, obviously we promote them on the show, but as a customer, they are fantastic. So do not hesitate. They're good things to own.
I agree. I have Santa Fe coasters, and they're awesome. All right, well, let's get going. Obviously, we are capped for a little bit of time because this is an express episode. And I'm going to start with you, John. You took a trip out here to Chicagoland, spent a couple days with us. We went to a two-rail show. We went and visited a whole bunch of hobby shops, and you were able to visit, you know, my house and Johnny's house. So, you know, give us a rundown. You know, tell us how your experience was.
Well, obviously, you guys were fantastic. It was an amazing trip. I had not like really traveled like, you know, like done that sort of trip where just like go out kind of like with friends, having a smaller, more low key trip. Cause it was, you know, it compared to some of the huge big events we all kind of do as a community, it was much more of a low key trip, which is exactly what I wanted. It was so nice. Went out with Sid. So Sid and I traveled together because we live right near each other. We traveled out there. He was a fantastic traveling companion because, you know, you don't always know what people are going to be like when you travel. But he was fantastic. I had no doubts that he would be. And we got out here and we did something that I didn't know was possible. Johnny, you can attest to this. How long did we stay out here? Was it a total of 3 days plus what? 2 days for travel, right?
I believe so, yeah.
We literally created a fourth day out of just this extra time. We just manifested through pure willpower and adrenaline a fourth day out of the hours within different nights, did we not?
I'm surprised we didn't pass out at any point due to just the fact we're like, okay, spend as much time as possible with each other, get enough sleep where we don't die, but barely enough to keep going.
It was honestly frightening. Like, Sid and I were on the plane going home, and we had, okay, for because everybody doesn't know this, from Sunday morning until Monday evening, we all slept maybe about 2 hours. What was it? At maximum 2 hours?
Maybe like 2, maybe 4 hours tops. 4, maybe even a little bit more. But even then, it's barely anything.
It was not 4 for me. It was like 2. Sid and I were still fully conscious on the plane. We were looking at each other like, how are we still awake? Like, we're not tired. What's going on? It was like, did we forget how to sleep? Did we break sleeping? So, no, we were which is exactly what you want to do on a trip like that. You want to make the most out of your time. And we definitely did. We went tons of great places. Johnny, you were an amazing host. You were doing so much beforehand, during, running around, getting us stuff, preparing things for us, and then essentially taking us around everywhere because obviously we didn't have a car. So you were fantastic at planning. Everything went incredibly smoothly, which is, again, best thing you can hope for on a trip. Great weather. But yeah, no, it was something I really needed it personally after the job hunt the past couple of months here and just getting it integrated to the new job. Man, it was very needed. And everybody, you guys, because again, I'm East Coast, Sid and I are East Coast. We're kind of used to the whole, you know, rat race. You know, people are much more friendly out where you guys are. Like, people are friendly on the East Coast too, but especially where we live, they're not as like, hey, how are you, walking down the street kind of friendly. So it's very refreshing to go somewhere where that is the case. It's just so flat. How do y'all live with the flat grid all the time? It's like, it just goes on and on and on and never stops. Even out in the country, it's just grid and flat. it's a little frightening. It drives me a little crazy. It's like, how do you just deal with this concept? Because where I'm from, nothing is a grid because everything was made by weird, you know, like not cultists, but just, you know, people in the 1700s who, I will make this city, everything will be the this time of the year, at this time of day, the sun will go down this avenue, and everything had to be a circle and have three meanings, and, you know, it's crazy. And there's hills, nothing is a grid. And so it's just strange going out there, and you're just like, this is very odd. You're like, yep, we're going to go 20 miles down this straight avenue that's like 8 lanes wide through this city. It's very strange.
Very much so. Well, but, put it this way. Yeah. We Matt and I are quite literally a straight shot from each other, which is a genuine straight shot. Yep. There's very, very few turns, if anything. But
yes, and that's right. We actually went out there for trains half the time. I even forget what we're even going out for. But yeah, so we... what did we do? Johnny, you had planned out pretty much the whole thing. You know,
too
we
much
got started.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So little time.
Oh my God. Well, first off, just hanging with your layout, dude. My God, you have a nice layout. You're dangerous to be around. You are very dangerous to be around in multiple ways. your stuff is extremely nice. And just the stuff that you do on your layout, the fact that you've done, and your layout video just come out. So I had this beautiful preview of checking your layout out before I got there. I could actually see it in person. It was fantastic. You taught me how to weather for the first, I'd never weathered anything. I learned weathering with you, a bunch of photography stuff. It was great.
I broke your brain with a couple of things during
yes,
the trip.
You did. I needed
Did you
it.
Want to talk about what, about the little thing that Sid and I did for you on Friday? No, Thursday night, actually.
Oh, man, you're going to make me cry again. Stop it. Johnny and Sid surprised me on the first... Was it the first night?
It was. It was the first night. We were going to wait till the second or third day, but we were impatient, so we did it in the first
night. No, the fact you did that right out of the gate set set the tone for the whole weekend. They, and I haven't posted about this publicly, but they got me a beautiful, beautiful, chrome plated, MTH Santa Fe. What is it? An F7 or an F3, Johnny?
I believe it's an F3.
F3. It literally, I cried. I cried when I saw it. And when they told me, there is video evidence of me doing so. I could not help it. It was so nice. I don't think anyone has done something like just out of the blue that nice for me before. Like, you know, your family is one thing, but like when your friends just do something like that for you, I was gobsmacked. It's just, oh God, I'm still, it literally, that's one of the happiest memories. That's like, I know the term is cringy, but core memory, like that's one of the happiest memories of my life is seeing that thing roll out of your shed. You tell me that was mine. It was, it's something. That thing's being treasured for the rest of my life. I still can't believe you guys did that for me. That was,
of course, man.
Super, super nice. And you don't even know what's coming, dude. Now, like I said, you've unleashed the tsunami of love that's going to crash down. The initial gifts that will be coming are just the waters rushing back out to sea in anticipation of the tidal wave.
Well, we appreciate that. Well, what else did we get up to there, John? So we stayed up extremely late.
Yes.
For Thursday. Like, we, just for context, guys, their plane landed around 10, 11 o'clock. We didn't get home until about 11:40 midnight-ish. And then I was like, oh, these guys are probably tired. They want to knock out. No, we stayed up and ran trains till 4 in the morning.
I think it was 5. It was like daylight wasn't coming up yet, but it was very close to doing so.
Yeah. And it was chill. You know, we had trains running, you know, at night, and then having some chill music in the background, enjoying just being able to hang out with one another. And that was very relaxing to do. But the next day was extremely action packed.
Yes,
because we got breakfast in the morning in downtown Wheaton, and then we went to the Tank Museum that's also in Wheaton as well, the First Division Museum, and you got to climb on some tanks and go through the museum, which is its own cool experience. But kind of so we can rope Matt R into this, we met up with Matt at Reynolds European Imports, and we talk about it from time to time. But one, it was nice to have a small just hang out with Matt specifically. But we got you into some both of you got into some trouble buying some trains, if memory serves me right.
Oh yes, you did. For multiple reasons. Matt, why don't you lead in on this one a little bit here.
Looking to expand your collection? Check out Trains.com. Trains is your go-to place for new and used model railroad products. They have everything ranging from engines, rolling stock, parts, track, and scenery. If you need it, they probably have it. With new discounts being added daily, you'll be sure to find something you like. Plus, Trains offers a newsletter which keeps you up to date on new items, discounts, and upcoming promotions. We've been using Trains for years, and we highly recommend their stellar service. What's really cool is you can also collect points by buying Trains and using them on future purchases. With their awesome rewards program, you can earn points on every purchase that you can use for future discounts. Dedicated modelers can also join their private car membership to get exclusive access to new listings, earn 5 points per dollar spent, and unlock great benefits like no questions asked returns. Trains not only sells trains, but also buys them too. If you've got a large collection or are interested in downsizing and making some cash, you can head on over to sellmytrains.com. It doesn't get easier than that. You can find them using our affiliate link, www.trains.com/MMOP, or if you want to use our one-time promo code MMOP, you can get $10 off a single purchase on the Trains.com website. So check out Trains.com and start expanding your collection today.
Sure, yeah. So, Reynolds, we love that place, especially because the owner is just such a fantastic guy. And we're
Ray is awesome.
Yeah. Yep. And we're actually in the process of getting him on the podcast here as a guest. So stay tuned for a future episode where Ray will be on and we'll talk to him. And so if you want to talk to somebody who has just a long history of being in model railroading, traveling back and forth from Europe, tons of stories, like this is the guy to have on the episode for sure. So we're excited about that. But as far as like looking around and obviously this shop is primarily, you know, HO, a lot of basically, or I shouldn't say a lot, but almost exclusively European engines and just like, you know, buildings, stuff like that. So I have been in the process of trying to create a very nice Orient Express set. Ray kind of hooked me up. I told him what I wanted to build, and he hooked me up with a really nice French Pacific that has smoke and cylinder steam, which is just amazing looking. I'm going to post a video on my Instagram probably sometime this week of it. I've just been kind of working on my layout a little bit, so I wanted to kind of give it a little bit of a better background when I do that. And then he hooked me up with some really beautiful cars for the Orient Express as well. And, you know, a nice kind of base to build off of and add more cars. I think he hooked you up too as well. Isn't that true, John?
Oh, yes. He hooked me up quite nicely. And other people here had helped him with that.
I robbed him blind, guys. Oh, I robbed him blind.
You were disgustingly good. Real quick though, before we get on that, Matt R, I don't think you're doing this Pacific justice. We were enthralled with this little thing. This engine did things that you would not expect HO to do. This thing, cylinder steam, smoke, the sound of it, the thing was, we were literally like filming. Johnny, how long were we filming? We were like back and forth with like, what, 15 minutes at least with the thing?
Well, you can tell it was a really cool engine when Sid sneaks away from the rest of the group just to fidget with it on his own.
Oh, and yeah.
The moment he saw the engine, he's like, that's genius how they did that. And then he's immediately trying to figure out how to reverse engineer it and put it in no scale. It's that's how cool this thing was.
When Sid is thinking about something really heavily, he gets this engineer mode like face that I call it, and he kind of tunes things out, and he just has this like kind of contemplative look on his face where he's just kind of, he's there, but he's like, you can tell he like retreated back into the workshop and he's like, he's processing what he's seeing. If you've been around him enough, you know that this face that he makes when he's thinking about this, that was the most I've ever seen him make it. And he was in there for a bit thinking about this thing. It's a very cool engine. Matt, have you showed it off on your social media yet?
No, I'm going to, I'm going to put an Instagram, some Instagram photos and a video, either tomorrow or on Friday. Like I said, I've been kind of working on building a station on my layout. It's almost ready to go. I shouldn't say ready to go, but it's at a place where I can kind of take some pictures and photos of trains next to it, in front of it. And that's what I was kind of trying to do before I, took some snapshots of it and put it on social media. But yeah, you will see it over in the next couple of days. And again, today is March 27th. So depending on when this goes out, they could already be up on Instagram. But if you haven't, check it out. They'll definitely be there for sure.
That's awesome, dude. Well, let's do this. Let's flip over to John then. John, I made you do a first, I think, in terms of your trips. Would you like to elaborate on that?
You popped a gigantic cherry. So I am very much known for never buying things on trips. I just don't do it. I don't know why. It's just not been a thing. To be fair, it just wasn't in the cards before. But now, even then, it's just not a thing I do regularly. Johnny, however, and Matt Z to an extent too, you'd also been helping me with this directly and indirectly, whether you knew it or not, in my mind, been courting me on this concept. So a while back, Matt Z and I both really like the DD1, the Penzi Railroad. You know, the weird, if you don't know what it looks like, you know what it looks like. It's the back-to-back American, 440 weird box cab electric thingy. And Matt Z has one. I've known that he has one. And I don't know what got it into my head, probably subconscious from like 20-something years ago watching it on Tom McComas. But so I knew he had one. He had showed it to me, and it was just kind of marinating in my head for a while. And then I brought it up in our Discord. I was like, oh, hey, I'm curious. Anybody who owns one of these things, what are they like? Johnny is known for not being Penzi's biggest fan. It's kind of a thing with him.
Yes.
Isn't this true, Johnny?
Extremely.
Yes, extremely so. Johnny, and this is actually one of the reasons I bought this engine too. Johnny took the time to not only find out that Ray had one of these engines, but sent it to me. Johnny sent me a Penzi engine. And this was about a month before our trip. So he was like, hey, Ray has this engine. I was like, all right. At that moment, you hear those stories where people like have premonitions of a disaster before it happens? Like they foresee a ship sinking before they get on it. They have this like gut thing. I was like, I saw that, Johnny, as soon as you posted that thing, showing me that listing, I was like, he's going to get me to buy that in Chicago. That's happening. And it did. That's exactly what happened. I got in that room with the engine, and Johnny, it was so funny. I'm sitting at the table with it, and Johnny's just sort of, he's sort of circling me like a hawk, like a vulture. Just with this grin on his face, just waiting, watching me open it up. He's like, there can be no harm in my only just looking at it. And then I get it out of the box. I feel it. I'm like, oh, dang, this is nice. And then I'm just sort of looking over it. And the thing that sealed the deal was when I pushed on the front and the door opened, I was like, I have to buy this. I have to buy this. He's just there, just like, he's just egging me on slowly. He just like, he'll leave into the other room and then come back and then leave and then come back. You also did Sid dirty too.
Me leaving was me harassing Sid, doing the exact same thing.
Yes, you were literally bouncing back and forth. It was that scene in Thomas of Bill and Ben going back and forth either side of Boko. Just buy this, it's mine, it's not. But yeah, so I ended up buying it. And it's extremely special to me because Johnny not only got me to finally buy not just a piece, but buy an engine on a trip. Yeah, and it's special to me because he, in through his Penzi hatred, he used the power of friendship and got this, sent me this and let me know about it. So it's, again, it's all the more special because of that. But I was just like, oh, Johnny, I hate you so much, but I appreciate you so, so very much as my friend. It's a very weird emotion when people make you buy. Because I've always been the one that makes other people buy things vicariously. It's like, dang it, I'm on the other end of the stick now.
No, the DD1, that's one of those, yeah, you talk about, you know, watching Tom McComas. I mean, that was the engine. I remember watching that clip over and over again. When I got mine, I just, the kid me would not know what to do. Seeing that engine, when DJ said I have this, I didn't know he had it. First of all, he goes, "I want to sell." I'm like, "Yeah, you want to sell it? Let's go." You know, I cannot believe I own it. It's the coolest. It's the coolest thing, and the best part about it is, if you haven't ran this in enough length, it's really cool. Is it has four different PFAs on it when you hit the key. It alternates between four different train arrival and departures.
I love
to simulate the Penn Station in New York City when it was shuffling trains back and forth. So it does four different ones, and they're all at random. And what's interesting is this is another thing that I've never seen on an MTH PFA before, is when you first click the key, it blows the whistle in a couple different sequences, and then it'll eventually do the arrival name, which is really cool, and said that'll change. And at the end, what's really cool is it'll say, "Your attention, please. This train will be stopping to change engines," which is really, really cool, because then the I believe the steam engines or the electrics, the GG1s, would take the train out. So really, really cool, very unique sound file, and it was a one and done. You know, never made again. I don't know who has the tooling. And so it is a piece that is very cherished by the people who own it, and it's worth something in more ways than one. So very, very fun engine.
Oh, I gotta have, absolutely.
I gotta have you replay that PFA for me, John, because for me, I just heard... I was just gonna say,
that's what I love about it, is that it's authentic and that it's almost unintelligible, which is how most classic, you know, station PA system sound, because it's literally like, "All right, the third bird, the thing number 38, the thing the third bird, now departing for the thing,
That is true, John. I think, yeah. John, Matt R, you can probably attest to this. Ogilvy, when you're there and you walk on the platforms, and it's like, track this, every 5 seconds to the point where you can't understand what it's even saying.
It drives me nuts. Like, I can only stand out there, like, right by the actual signs for, like, so long, and then it's like, look, I don't care what track it is.
I'll see the train on the track. I'll know which one is. They're kind of big. They're hard to miss. And not just that, just... I remember, like Matt said, I remember watching, seeing that thing for the first time, because I didn't know as a kid, you know, you don't know all the weird trains that are out there. Like, seeing that thing in the Tom McComas film, I was like, what is this thing? It's like an electric steam engine. What the heck? It's got, like, I had no clue that this was a thing early on, you know?
Isn't it something? I mean, like, yeah. You know, you didn't realize, and going back to the sounds real quick, it's as crunchy as it is in that video. Even with a new speaker, it is crunchy. That's what it sounds like. It's loud. It's got a, you know, it's distorted to hell. That's just what it sounds like. It's so cool.
Yep. I'm blowing the whistle every 5 seconds like they're doing in the video.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The Banshee is really cool.
Please tell me that they say 1035 at least somewhere.
They do not.
That's a fake MTH stream.
They do not. But we can put that in there.
We can always change things. It's almost sacrilegious to change that sound set, because it's
honestly just... I think what I might do with mine, I believe the correct whistle for that is the one that's in the P5A, the 5-volt P5A. I think I might make that the alternate horn, just have some form of that correct horn in there. But the rest is just going to be the Banshee just because it's too nostalgic to change it.
Yeah. I love that thing. And they were literally brand new. Like, it was a brand new locomotive. It had never been run, had changed the speaker, obviously. Lou, your buddy Lou, who I got to meet out there, fantastic guy, helped me with that as well as Sid. They got me the parts and got the new speaker in there and the new battery, and it literally ran like a champ. It's fantastic.
Want to support your favorite O-Scale podcast and rock some awesome merch? Well, now you can. We've teamed up with Redbubble.com and have come up with a great selection of gear that you can get right now. They have everything from shirts, hoodies, stickers, mugs, bags, you name it. Heck, you could even get a wall clock with us on it. All this great stuff and more at Redbubble.com. Links are down in the show notes, so grab yourself some gear and rock some awesome podcast merch.
Well, while we're on that, let's move on to the next day then, just kind of keep us moving along. So on the next day, it was when you got to probably hang out with all the Chicago boys. So, you know, Jason, Sean, myself, Tim, you know, Matt as well, and Lou. And we did some really – so Reynolds in its own is its own unique experience. You will spend at least 4 hours there. But – That blew your guys' mind just because of what's there and in terms of the owner. But on Saturday, we met up, we got breakfast as a group, and then we hit up the March two rail show. Now, this is one that I think you guys were like, oh, yeah, it's cool, it's two rail. You know, we're not going to really see too much that we'll be interested in. So how were your expectations and how were those changed as the day went on?
So, okay, I'm sorry if I'm going to insult two railers. I'm probably going to. I was expecting crusty, ancient, wooden, unbuilt kits that were just, you know, with the super, you know, the dusty Walther's kit that has the super visible decal. I'm picturing a ton of that at this show. I'm like, you know, it's like, that's what I was expecting. I didn't expect for me to feel as many emotions as I did. Jealousy, sadness, shock, elation, very strange things to see. Things that will never see in the sadness from things that we'll never see in three rail. Norfolk and Western Z class malaise. Weird traction snow sweepers and like just all this insane beautiful stuff. Oh, and you want to think that three rail prices are expensive? Yeah, try like spending $4,000 on an engine that has a motor and a light in it that you have to paint. Yeah, be thankful we do three rail. Because my God, was that show. Everything was so neatly laid out. Everything was clean. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful.
You go through there, and I think it's one of the things that we discussed in post after the show was the fact that they have such a bigger pursuit for modeling accuracy and road-specific things that if you are looking for a niche railroad, so if you're not within the main scopes of, let's say, UP, Pensy or New York Central, you're going to have a hard time finding something that's very specific to your railroad. If you go to that show and you're willing to put in a little bit of work for some of the rolling stock, you can walk away some really nice pieces and some of them for like an absolute steal of a price too.
Oh, heck yeah.
And the biggest thing that's the most tempting about it is there's literally a person there who is just selling three rail wheels. So you can just buy a car, go, all right, time to convert to three rail.
Genius. And that's what we were all doing that, weren't we?
Yep. Yep. I grabbed a caboose, an SP caboose, a CA1, and then you managed to walk away with nothing. But you helped Sid spend a decent chunk on just coal hoppers.
I felt very good about that. Yes, I did. We had gotten Sid, we did mention it with Rice, we'd gotten Sid to buy a Vision Line. Well, you did, and I helped you because I did need to feel better. His purchase of a Vision Line Challenger helped me feel better about mine because I was like, he was like, you know, your engine is the price of like a spare water tender for mine. I was like, well, when you put it that way, yeah, I should probably should buy it. but he got a gorgeous Vision Line Challenger. Very, very rare one too. Clinchfield, super, super, super pretty engine. But yeah, we helped him find some NW coal cars that he'd been looking for. Very, very, he's big NW guy. So very specific types of coal cars that only Atlas did. They're very hard to find. They did them like way back and have not redone them since. So we searched high and low and helped them find those. And yeah, no, we got that done. But yep, I walked away safely with nothing bought because I had spent everything on the engine. But yeah, it was very cool. I'm very glad we went outside our comfort zone on that and checked that place out.
Oh, for sure. And then after that, we dragged you to two other hobby shops as well. We took you to Displanes, and then we also took you to America's Best in Itasca. And those were fun stops too. You guys didn't really get anything from, well, you didn't get anything for you specifically. But those were some fun shops there.
Johnny got something.
I did.
Johnny got something.
We went to America's Best, Tony's is the owner's name. So I went to Tony's shop, and I was just walking around. I'm like, there's not much I'll buy there. And I've seen the stuff in the Oskill stuff for, you know, all my life. Tony's is quite literally my childhood hobby shop. I grew up going there. And I had walked over to where Matt R. was. And he was perusing through the HO section. And I never look at the HO section. Yeah, even when I was briefly in HO as a child, I never looked at it. And I was looking through the case. And I've been meaning to buy something HO for the longest time now, because I wanted to run something at Matt's house ever since he renovated his layout. Well, I was looking through the case, and the night before, John and I were talking about NDM and railroads in Mexico and how cool it was. That's its own topic, but basically a lot of the stuff from the States after they served their purpose in the States were sold to Mexico and finished their days out there. And I saw some NDM Jeeps in the cabinet with DCC sound ready to go for an absolute killer price. And at that point, I'm like, I'm buying this. So with a little bit of peer pressure from John and Matt, I ended up walking away with a Jeep 9, which we actually used, which I got a chance to actually run later that night after we made one more stop, which was the Trank Bunker. So, John, do you want to quickly summarize your experience at the Train Bunker before we went to hang out at Matt's house that night?
Absolutely. So the Train Bunker is this neat little kind of a private club, I guess you would kind of call it, that you guys have out there.
Yeah, a little private club of just a bunch of guys working together on a layout. Yeah.
Yeah, big style, like, you know, high level, you know, not modular layout, but like a big, you know, a big fast high speed. Loop kind of layout, still being worked on, but a very cool place. It's in a liminal, you literally have to go through a liminal spaces video to get to it, because I swear to God, that building is there purely. There was nothing else in that building. I bet every one of those doors had just a white room behind it where literally nothing existed, like something out of Yellow Submarine. That huge house that they're in the beginning. It was a liminal spaces video. It was one of the craziest places I've been in. But yeah, really, really cool, you know, high speed, fun layout. We got to, you know, run all our new engines. Sid got his Challenger out and ran gigantic military train with it. You know, we got to see Lou's, like, really cool. He's a big Santa Fe guy, so he had a really cool reefer contest he was running. Got to run the DD1. Oh my God, such a good runner. But yeah, super cool. And then we got to go over to Matt's and see his beautiful HO layout and his nerd kingdom, which I foamed over.
Matt's is a really fun place to go to and run trains. Matt, you've been having a lot of fun just after you've made your switch to exploring HO for the time being, and your layout progress has been phenomenal. And we really appreciate you hosting us that night. You were great.
Absolutely. I love to love having you guys over, and I love having folks over, run trains, and, you know, pick what you want, run it. And, you know, it gives me enjoyment watching other people run, you know, my stuff as well. And I appreciate the kind, obviously, thoughts about my layout progress. It's not as going as fast as I want it to, just because of how busy I've been. Outside of the hobby, but it's been moving along here and there, and I'm very much enjoying HO scale. I mean, again, like, I'm not gonna beat a dead horse. Like, I loved O scale. I still love O scale, but I'm really having a lot of fun experimenting with HO and getting to run a lot of engines that either were never made in O scale or just impossible to find. So it's been a good wild crazy time, and I'm going to continue to enjoy it. And really quickly too, I am still working on a layout update video kind of explaining where I'm at and how I got there. Stay tuned for that. It should be out soon. I've been really picky about how I want it to look and the content of it, but rest assured it will be released.
I think you're really selling yourself short a little bit, man. It is so okay. I'm just going to say this. Just like how it's good to have friends from all ethnicities and social backgrounds and of different, you know, just ilks, it is so important to have friends who do different scales in our community. You've just one friend who just dabbles in something different, because you miss so much if you don't experience these other, because I know we always goof on, you know, other scales and stuff. We, you know, but like literally there's so many fun things to experience in these different scales that you'd never know if you didn't try on them. Like Matt, it is so, HO is such a fun, different thing, because we're used to these big, heavy, loud, you know, trains that, you know, weigh, you know, 10 pounds when you pick them up. It's so nice to have these beautiful little precision models with this smooth clacking, and just the way that they, it's such a fun, different experience. Your layout too, it's just, I've never really, I think Sid and I were talking about this. Like I don't think we've ever really been to a private HO layout. Like there's lots of club layouts you can visit, but a private HO layout is a very interesting, fun, kind of different place to be when you're used to big O scale layouts. It's a very, I don't really even know how to describe it. It's just a very interesting experience. And again, you just have such a fantastic space down there, which is so personable and very just warm and inviting. It's a very nice, it was just a really nice experience, man.
Appreciate that. And hopefully by the time you guys come out next, I will have it at least, you know, 80% to 90% finished, and have a lot more fun things and a lot more photogenic, so to speak.
Yes,
for sure.
Oh, and we got to mention just too, because I know Jason loved that Jason brought his double O out. Again, the fact that you got to have friends that like all different kind of stuff. Jason, our buddy, brought his British double O over to run, which was incredibly fun.
Oh, for sure. And I kind of piggybacking off what you said earlier, John, I think one of the things that HO excels at that, you know, it's very hard to do, and it's not, you know, it's not a demerit or anything. It's when you run O, because of how much space it takes and the people who, you know, and the common denominator for people who are into O, even if you're a scale guy, it's really hard to do operations, if that makes sense. You are there to operate, you are there to run the train, and you focus on the fact the train runs, but that's really about it. With HO, you can not only have that full consist you've always dreamt of because you have the space, but also the way that their command system works and the way that all those features are incorporated, you can actually feel like you're doing an operation with the train. Like I just spent the majority of the night switching on your upper siding, Matt. So that it's a very different experience depending on what kind of person you are. And I think HO gives you that flexibility. O scale is very much just get up and run and let it go. And there are people who do more realistic switching operations or, you know, point to point operations, but you really need a big space for something like that. HO, you can get away with that a lot easier. And I had a lot of fun playing with that Jeep that night. That was a big highlight for me.
Looking for something different? Need a gift for a fellow rail fan? Well, folks, look no further. NPL Customs is your source for all railroading decor. Handcrafted, made in the USA, and veteran-owned. Their products made for rail fans by rail fans. I personally have a set of coasters from them that I absolutely love. Find them on Etsy at NPL Customs and use code MMPODCAST at checkout to save 10%. NPL Customs, quality since 2017.
Getting to explore HO properly at your place was very much eye-opening for a lot of us, you know, who were very O-scale orientated. I know Sid had his mind completely blown by it. And, you know, he was running trains at your place until very late at night. And we definitely had a blast, but we really appreciate that once again. But yeah, I don't think there's much else to really talk about. We just kind of just took it easy on the last day. We hung out. I taught Shadow Weather, and I had you melt your brain at the switching puzzle. I won't have us go too much into depth on that. But yeah, it was a really fun time, and we really appreciate you coming out to Chicago, John.
Oh my God. I mean, dude, it was the easiest thing in the world. It was when I have that wedding, you know, all of you guys waiting on the other end. It was the easiest thing in the world to do. Like I said, Sid was great to travel with. That was great getting to spend time with him, getting to spend time with you guys. And Johnny, real quick, just touching on what you were saying about, not being able to do operations with, as easily. You have built a fantastic operations focused layout onto your, you know, in the space that you have, your, you know, the crane puzzle and doing the switching puzzle. You've gotten so much out of that yard area that you have. It's fantastic. That was eye opening as well. It's like, my God, you can really, that's one thing that O is really good with. Again, you know, HO has a lot of space you can deal with, but with O, if you do a really good layout, you can get some really fun stuff and operations out of those accessories. Not just the fact that the accessory or whatever is doing the thing, but you can have a little industry, and even just using your imagination like we did with the brain synapse killing switching puzzle, which I did finish, by the way, second place behind Sid. I'm still on the board. I did do it. That was really fun. And like I said, we just hung out. It was just really nice to spend time with everybody. That was I always say that was the most important thing, is the people.
I totally agree with you know, Johnny's layout with his yard and his very, very detailed landscaping, and even just his industry area is just awesome. Like, he has a lot of great photogenic lanes that you can get a nice picture down and get this kind of like depth to, you know, his yard. And you can even take something, you know, far out and just peer into this layout where it starts on the outside, goes in, and you're seeing these buildings and people, and now there's a yard in the back. And again, just a really great layout for photography and video as well.
It's full of life. And that's one of the hardest things to convey with a layout. It looks like it's a living place.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. That's very kind of you to say. And I do my best. It's my first layout, so it can only go up from here. But I definitely appreciate that.
And really quickly, if you haven't checked out Johnny's last video, I'm gonna give you a little bit of a plug here, even though you're on the episode, even though you're a host. I'm doing this because it's an awesome video. Like, go check out Johnny's last video where he did his a new layout update. It's awesome. Like, you will definitely enjoy the video tour he does and get a chance to see all the new updates that he did on his layout.
Well, I appreciate that, Matt. Yeah, I worked really hard on that video. If you want to basically get caught up in 2 years worth of content in one video, please check out the channel. You won't be disappointed. But speaking of catching up, there's somebody that has been very patiently waiting for us to go through our trip, and we have not forgot about him. Matt Z, what have you been up to, man? We haven't caught up with you in two or three episodes. What have you been doing?
Sorry.
He passed out. He hates us that much.
There's been an extreme lack of black licorice and coffee jokes and anchovies. It's been hard. Yeah, it's been hard.
Anchovies, right?
We gave you a DD1 DD1 yes. content. And yes. Then you're like, all right, Emma. No, what you been up to, man?
I'm a head out.
Oh man, I've been up to a lot of things. Unfortunately, in my absence of doing videos and the last episode you guys just did, which I'm almost done with, I got another 25 minutes left, is the sound file one you did with Isaac, and that was a really good one so far that I've listened to. I said I'm almost done, but I was gonna be on that one. Unfortunately, I had a family emergency. Unfortunately, my grandfather on my dad's side passed away, so I was really, really busy with that. Take some time off of work and juggle some other things around, but I had that to deal with. And while that was not fun emotionally for everything that it went with, that was also the main driver, him and myself, in my dad's layout at his place. My dad moved out, I think it was around 2018. So he had his own layout before he passed away and was working on it. So I have to work on that one. And also now with my grandfather passing away, I have to work on his. So with his, I have the fun task of now figuring out what to do with two people's train collection, be it my uncle and my grandfather. So over the last couple of weeks when I had a chance, I was up there kind of inventorying everything and figuring out what's going on. And my uncle said, you know what, whatever you want, have at it. So I grabbed a couple pieces and I'm got some more on the way here. And so I've been very busy dealing with that and kind of figuring out, you know, what's going to happen and all of that. So that's been a big thing. But with all of this, I was talking about Sid earlier, and one of the pieces I grabbed was a Vision Line Class A 1218. And when my dad told me that my uncle ordered this thing, I'm like, why'd you order 1218? He's got the Proto 1, and why'd you buy this? So that was kind of my thinking too. I have a Proto 1, thank you, Johnny, that Sid put Legacy in. And it's a very, very fun engine. I'm like, well, I don't need this. I already have one. You know what I mean? And like, I played with it. You know, the train line brakeman in the crew talk is really, really cool. And I really like that. The thing that drives me insane is the pop in the first quill of the Hooter whistle. So I'm like, I don't need this. And I said, I had an MTH one already. So I told Sid almost kind of jokingly, you know, our trades almost happen with jokes. I swear, but like, you know, I'll trade you this for this, you know what I mean? So I took a picture of it on the wall, and I says, well, here, I got this Class A that I don't really want because I already have one, but he has a Erie triplex that he put factory PS3 and whistle steam in. I'm like, well, this thing's pretty cool. You want to do a trade? And messages me a little while later, sure, I'll do it. So I bring it home. I fired it up, ran it back and forth like 6 inches, and that was it. I put it away. I'm like, okay, this is Sid's now. So I shipped it off to him. We did the trade, and that triplex is really freaking nice. I really like that. I've seen a Rail King. I've never seen a Premier. I never played with one until I got this, and it is a fantastic machine. The three sets of drivers, the sound file in this with the whistle steam is just fantastic. It is just a really cool engine. I know Sid is loving that Class A. He tells me all the time how cool of an engine that is. So,
oh, he is.
I'm really glad he's enjoying that.
Yeah, and that triplex has been every control system under the sun. Yep. It was Legacy. I'm surprised it wasn't Blue Nami at one point.
I think if he would have kept it, it probably would have been.
It would have been. Yep. He absolutely would have put Blue Nami in it.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, it was 5 volt, then a couple 3 volts, then Legacy, then now factory PS3. I'm like, oh, this is really, really cool. So it's a very fun engine. You know, I run it very slow, as the prototype was, you know, 10 mile an hour. I think I bumped it up to 15 once, just to get around the loop a little faster.
You madman.
Yeah, I know,
absolute,
right?
Speed demon.
I know.
Not 15.
How dare you? I would have fainted if I was there.
But no, it's a really fun engine. Funny enough, I pulled the, speaking of classes, I pulled the Coltrane down. I was debating if I wanted to run it with the Class A or the triplex. So I pulled the Class A down. So it's a really fun engine. So again, Johnny, big thank you.
Yeah, of course, man. And I'm glad that you've, you know, my sincere, you know, condolences for what was going on with your folks there. You know, it's never an easy situation. And I do want to say this, your grandfather's layout is a layout that I think a lot of us are nostalgic for. We grew up, those of us who grew up watching your videos are very nostalgic of that layout. And I'm glad that you are now even though, you know, it's quite unfortunate that he's moved on. but I'm glad that you're the one who is entrusted with keeping it going for other members of your family to enjoy.
Absolutely. And I think it's going to be something that obviously I'll think of him and the things that he wanted to do. Him and I spend many a late nights playing cards and all of this and just, you know, talking about what we want to do and this and that. So I'll definitely be sure to do it justice for him.
You owe us a layout tour video, though, man.
I do.
Oh, yes.
I really do. And, I'd love to see that. Funny enough, I took a slow pan of just sections that I've always really liked and things that, you know, I wanted to finish, and eventually I will get around to doing so, but of stuff that I wanted to showcase. I will definitely do a video on that. For those of you who don't know, it's the KTMR is the layout name. If you just search it on my YouTube channel, you'll see a bunch of running videos, and I reviewed some engines in the past and things like that. So I'll definitely be sure to do a video on it of some kind or another, kind of like a farewell video.
And, can I say,
stage. Go ahead.
So you are keeping the layout up?
We are keeping the layout up. To my knowledge, what's going to happen is it's going to stay up. It's just going to be shrunken down a little bit.
What a nice way to remember somebody, because there is almost nothing more tragic in our community than seeing a dearly departed, like, family member or friend's layout being taken down. Literally, because a layout, we all know this, guys, a layout in your collection is an imprint and a reflection of you. It's your piece of art almost that you create, and it's your physical, you know, manifestation. I'm getting very philosophical here, but it's your physical manifestation of your love for the hobby. And for that, it's almost a part of your soul, tangible there. And to have that, to be able to continue and to enjoy that, it's almost like you're still with the person. I'm almost choking myself up a little bit. It's such a nice thing that you have, Matt. I'm so glad that I did not know that you guys were keeping the layout up. That's really, really nice.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, and my grandma was telling me about it, like, you know, when this was all going on, and she goes, I want to tear the layout down. A piece of me died. I'm like, you want to what? You know what I mean? I couldn't believe what she was saying. And then she said, no, that's not really what I want. I want to keep something, because I have a couple younger brothers who are 6 and 9 right now. And so they love the trains. You know, they think it's the coolest thing. So I'm like, you know, I want to have something for them to run. So she's okay. We can, you know, we'll make it work. But that's something that, you know, you definitely want to keep it going. And so I think that'll be a lot of fun. So I'll definitely do, like I said, some videos on it. At one point I had a great idea to do this, you know, video showcasing, you know, all the updates that we were thinking about doing 5 years ago. Never got around to it, but I'll definitely have to talk about it in detail and the work, so that'll be in the future. But for now, I got a lot of cool trains to play with and some things that I never thought I'd own, so a lot of really cool things coming down the pipeline.
Well, I do want to say really quickly, I'm sorry for your loss, Mancy.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
But the one silver lining here is that you inherited all these trains, and in all these trains are just loaded with memories. And that's the best way to remember people is, you know, running those trains that he did. And
absolutely.
Yep. That's the same with me and my grandmother. Like I run trains because she bought me a lot of trains when I was young, and it feels good. You know, it brings back a lot of good memories, and that's important.
Absolutely. And, it means a lot, and so that'll be a lot of fun. And speaking of new trains, I got a new train, a couple of new trains from you the other day.
You
and,
did.
one of them I was egging you on since the minute I found out you bought it. That Santa Fe genset, man, holy smokes, that is.
You got it. You finally got it.
that is a beautiful, beautiful engine. I ran one years ago, and I'm like, this thing is the coolest thing. And then when I actually picked up my Mohawk, another buddy of my grandpa's, he was getting out of the hobby. So I bought a TMCC Mohawk off of him. And he was sitting right next to that genset. So I'm like, yeah, it's a cool engine. And then the back burner was kind of kicking. And I'm like, well, when you sent me the message, I was actually hanging out with some friends, and I'm like, and Matt goes, I'm going to sell my gen set. And this is before he even told me HO. I'm like, oh, what's going on here? And then before I even had a chance to say that, he goes, I'm changing the HO. I'm like, you're what? You know? But no, man, I could not be happy with that gen set. It's a ton of fun. I'm so happy to have it. So
awesome,
thank you
dude.
Again.
Yeah, glad. Appreciate it. Glad it went to you.
Absolutely. Great stuff, man. And I look forward to all the other things I got coming from you. I got a truckload coming from you and Johnny too. And John.
Yep.
Stuff coming from everybody.
I'll invoice you for the U-Haul. Don't worry.
Please do.
airdrop our stuff into
you. Yes. Yes.
One of those big, what are they called? Chinook helicopters with the double.
I was thinking one of those was the what's the aircraft, the Galaxy? Oh, Carmine's gonna kill me. The one where they like air drive, where they you can fit an entire Abrams tank in there.
Oh yeah, the tanks are parachuting out of the plane. Go.
Yeah, it's Mad Z's trains. He's getting from us.
No. Here's what you gotta do. You gotta make it a game. You gotta drop it on me, but you gotta make a skill crane. So I have to win it, right?
Whatever, we'll make you do the crane puzzle on my layout, but yes. Every little box you pick up is a mystery train that you get from one of us.
Oh, there yes. you go. None of them are Penzi.
No.
Not from here, it's not.
No, giant from here, it's purge.
Layout.
You know?
Yeah, I already purged all my East Coast stuff to you, actually. So.
Yeah, to me. And then you, some of your West Coast stuff is coming my way too, isn't it?
It is. But that is for a future episode of the podcast to discuss.
Yep, absolutely.
But man, this was a great express episode, John.
I know, right? Same thing. It's the longest express episode ever.
We'll get better at this as time goes on.
How long was the train?
How long?
This is the express milk run. So it's fast, but makes every stop.
Yeah, from California to New York and back.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, we'll go ahead and remove the express label off of this episode for sure. But I think that's a good thing, though, because I think we haven't had a proper episode with just us four. In fact, I'd have to look it up, but I think it's been a long time since just the four of us had an episode together. So I think it was meant to be for us just to catch up on old times and see where life is taking us.
Yeah. We've missed each other. We have missed all of each other being here.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
For
sure.
Well, speaking of friends, I want to mention, of course, our server boosters. And for those that don't know what that is. So basically on Discord, you can boost the server, right? You can bestow your boosts that you get from, I believe if you subscribe, you get like two free boosts. And then for every level achieved, our server unlocks more perks for everybody. And I think we're at like level 3. And I think that might be the cap, but it's good. We love it. We thank everybody for doing that. In fact, we love you so much. We're going to mention you here in the podcast. So Matty C Trains, Commodore Ghost Ninja, The Rambles, Hard Work Pays Off, Tim's Trains, SD70 Train Fan, Newt 1969, good old Bill B of the OMS Railway, SDIV_Tim, Dashing Dan's Trains, and Every Day is Life. So thank you so much, guys, for boosting the server. I see a lot of people on here who have been on this list for quite a long time, and we don't forget that. So again, thank you so much for boosting the server.
God, man, you could be a radio guy, you know. Coming up next, right? You know?
I'd love to be a radio guy.
Honestly,
well, have you ever tried getting a job at Audible?
Yeah, if only there was a platform where you could do that. I don't.
How about being a podcast host? You know, that's pretty good. You know?
I'd love to.
No,
do
I
that.
Think you'd be rubbish at it.
I heard that's a tough gig, man.
Yeah, right.
Oh my god.
That's funny.
All right. Well, any closing thoughts, gents, before we wrap it up here?
Spend time with the people that you care about, because that's the most important thing in life and in this hobby.
Well put, John. Well put.
I agree. 100%.
that's very well put. And, you know, I mean, maybe with everything else, you know, maybe treat every day like it's your last. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, I mean, not to be morbid, but you don't know.
Yeah.
You
know? So max out those credit cards and buy all the Vision Line models you can.
Yes. Johnny, no, you're a bad influence. Stop it. The bank won't let me take out more. Oh God. Yep. Just, you know, tell people you love them before you go somewhere. Just, you know, like you said, pretend it's your last, you know. Yep. Always treat exactly, you know, it. That's when you live the most.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good advice. You got it.
Enjoying this week's topic? You can join in on the conversation too on our community Discord server. We have a lot of different discussion channels ranging from showing off your collection, discussing the latest and greatest in the industry, a buy and sell forum, and even a voice channel you can hop on call and talk trains with us late into the night. We're a little over 300 strong and would love to have you join us too. Check out the invite link to our community Discord down in the show notes. Read and acknowledge the rules, and introduce yourself and start chatting. We have a great team of moderators who make sure all are welcomed and respected. So what are you waiting for? Come on down and join us in on the fun, and let's talk some trains.
All right. Well, with that said, let's go ahead and close things out here. So, Mr. John Schwartz, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at RetroMikado96 and on YouTube at RetroMikado. I have actually put out content for once. It's one of the biannual traditions on my channel. So you can actually watch some content there. I just put out my part one of my year in review video for 2023, and then part two should be coming out very soon. I will promise it won't come out by summer. It will actually be within the next month. So, keep an eye out for that for sure. And then also in our wonderful Discord server, you can see me in there and chat at me about weird consists and just other stuff that I'm known for in there. So, yeah.
Awesome. Johnny, how about yourself?
You can find me at Audibus on YouTube. It's AUDAMUS. I have recently hit 3,000 subscribers, and that's all thanks to you guys being awesome and checking out my channel, but also a great big little boost came from the layout update video that I just released. I spent a lot of time on it, quite literally, I think about a month and a bit's worth of work on there, 50 gigs worth of video of the layout. If you want to take a tour of the layout and see what I've done and what led me to this point, please check it out. I highly recommend it. I'm also working on another video. It is going to be actually thanks to Matt R. I salvaged some GP38-2s from him that he was gifted a while ago that quite literally looked like burn victims. They were all charred black and had no guts, motors, boards, nothing. And I've managed to bring them back to life to the point where they are better than they ever were stock. So if you're interested in me restoring an engine that was beyond the point of repair, please subscribe to the channel and keep an eye out for that. Hopefully that should be released within the next, knowing my track record, 4 years. So please subscribe if you want to see that. You can also find me at Instagram at Audimus_trains and Facebook at the same name. I post lots of pictures of the layout there. And last but not least, you can find me at the Miniature Models Podcast Discord server, where I am always going through the chat, checking out what you guys are posting and making a fool of myself. And if you want to hop in voice chat and chat with us, it's always a great time. So come on down.
You turn those Santa foes into Santa Fes.
Exactly. Oh, you got me hooked on modern like Santa Fe diesels, dude.
Yes.
I'm about to pre-order the FP45 from Berwyn, dude. I have to call them now.
Do it, right. Johnny.
Speaking of somebody else who is getting into Santa Fe even more, Matt Z, where can people find you?
What's Santa Fe? You got to enlighten me. How about after the show? How's that sound?
Sure. Okay.
You can find me on YouTube under Matt-TrainLover9943, Facebook under the same name, which I need to update. I haven't updated that in quite a while. I have a new layout since the last time I posted on Facebook, so I have to do that. Instagram is Matt's.Hobbies, and like the other guys have said, on the Miniature Models Discord server, and John and Johnny, both you guys' videos were fantastic. I enjoy both of them. Johnny, your cinematography and the way you do everything, just the presentation is just so good. It is just such a fantastic video. I really enjoyed that. And John, your video recap and all your adventures were great. You know, that was just a great video, and I need to get to one of those things one of these times. But
We need to get you down here, man. Thank you for your kind words on that. Honestly, it's everybody else's beautiful layouts that make those videos. But yeah, man, we got to get you down here. Got to get you together with all. We need all four of us in one place.
Yep.
At least once.
Yep.
And we got to do a live podcast episode once we.
That's
get
right. That. That's yes. Right. Yes, we do.
We can traumatize a single mic altogether.
No, that's all we got there. So definitely be sure to definitely check all of us out on social media for sure.
Oh,
so,
and Matt, don't forget as well. Oh, sorry, Matt. I was gonna say, don't forget wonderful new that we're getting going. Discord. Forget.
Oh, it's called Instagram.
Instagram. That's the word. Yeah. The new Instagram account.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Miniature Models Podcast on Instagram. There's going to be some very cool new content coming out on that you won't be able to get anywhere else. So, and stay abreast of that, too. We're going to have some big announcements on that. But yes, definitely go follow that. There's going to be some very cool content coming out on that you won't be able to get anywhere else.
I think we can probably tell them that the contest that we plan on doing is going to have something to do with Instagram. So
yes, it will.
I would get on there as soon as you can and follow it because John said, you're going to see some new content and a lot of new information coming on that soon.
Yep. Just look for that beautiful Alco Blue PA.
For sure. How about you, Matt R? Where can people find you?
Where can people find me? You can find me on YouTube at WC Monterey Road. I'm on Facebook at WC Monterey Road and on Instagram. You guessed it, WC Monterey Road. And yes, I will have a layout update video quite soon. I don't want to give a hard date here because, like Johnny, I want to put a lot of time into it. And I want to make sure it's I haven't done a video in like a year. Can you believe it? Like I checked my video log. I'm like, I haven't posted a video in a year. Like, where has the time gone? It's ridiculous. But yes, I am hard on at work on it, and I want to make sure it turns out really nice. Bit of a perfectionist when it comes to my my video content. But with that said, I want to thanks to all our listeners for opening up your ears and listening to us and downloading these episodes. And a big thanks to all our Discord users too as well. Holy cow, the Discord is like blown up like in the last several months. Like it's crazy. So if I won't say any more about the Discord because these guys have already kind of tuned it up enough, but it is a really fun place to be and talk about trains and hang out and go on the voice chat and talk with people. So with that said, thanks everybody again and have a wonderful night.
Take good care, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
See you guys. Thank you.